Rosh Hashanah, it's a complex chaluk. It's seemingly a few disjointed ideas to it. Coronating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's coronations are generally festive, right? And then on the other hand, it's a Yom Adin, right? It's a day of judgment, right? And it's also the beginning of the new year, right? So it's seemingly three disjointed ideas, and if they all come out on the same day, there's got to be some type of interconnection between them. Let's talk about the most daunting aspect of Rosh Hashanah, that it's a Yom Adin. Right? So there's a famous question that's asked that it should have been befitting, would have been befitting, if the order of the Chagim would have been reversed. You first have Yom Kippur, right? You get all cleaned up, you get forgiven, and then you go into Rosh Hashanah. You'll do much better on your trial. Like, why is it we face trial first and we say sorry afterwards? You should be saying sorry first, you make your peace, and then you'll do better. When you have to be Oymed Bedin. Right, and of course, it was Masadr, just the other way around. Now, further.
It's like going to go. First he took care of himself, his family, then all the Kohanim, and then he went through the fight. Well, first he went through the tower, for even when he brought the carpet.
Right.
Exactly. Take care of yourself.
No, but I just want to should have gotten forgiveness for yourself first, but yeah. Regarding this, so this is the day we're on trial. Where do we say sorry in the Nusach HaTefillah for Rosh Hashanah? Oh, it's every year.
The purpose of this Gibra Shkinas, that's the whole topic of the day, is Malchus. Malchus.
Right.
It's not sorry, it's Malchus.
Right. It's definitely mentioned, on the Sana Tokef, Dusayom, Kunar V'oyom, Malchus HaBazim. Yeah, don't say sorry not once. Not once. Right? You don't have vidui. And kayadua, this Yeah, but you're on trial. You have to tie now. You have to tie.
That's creating malchus. Right? That's the best. It's a selfish
Maybe sleep is a part of the trial.
Maybe
sleep is a part of the trial. And there's no vidui. And kayadua, the zgula, vidui is, as the Sfarim explained to us, that when you confess, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be don you himself, and he'll do it with mercy, without vidui. Mechaseh pshav lo yatzliach, and your din is given over to the Sitra Achra, and they don't know what mercy is, the Sitra Achra. And there's no vidui in Rosh Hashanah, and there's no asking of forgiveness, right? And here you are on trial, right? Now there's this thing. It's called the shofar. It's definitely the central theme of the day. Yom Truah Yelachem. And it's very interesting. Something that needs to be understood. The Torah only spoke about in the Torah Shebechsav, right? The Truah Yom Truah Yelachem. Right, we learn out Mikoch Drush, Al Pi Torah Shebaal Peh, there has to be a Pshuta Lefaneha, V'Pshuta La'achareha. Right, so you have the Tkiyah at the beginning and the Tkiyah at the end. And there's a message in that in the Torah Shebechsav, you wouldn't know that. Right, Mitzad the Torah Shebechsav, Yom Truah, you only blow a Truah. Just we have a suffix whether the Truah is Genuche or Yelule, so that's why we blow Shvarim, we blow Truah. Right, but Al Pi Torah Shebaal Peh, Al Pi Drush, we learned out that it has to be a Pshuta Lefaneha, Pshuta L'Achareha, which actually makes it 2 out of 3. Right, it's more Tkiyah than it is Truah. It was supposed to be a Yom Truah, and there's got to be a message in that. But I have a different question. So Kayadua Chazal already tell us that it's the Zgula of the Shofar, right? That it helps with the trial. That's the one thing that we do on this day, even on trial. The one thing that we do to save our skin is we blow the shofar. Not that we have a choice. We're commanded to do so. Right? So let's think about this for a second. All right, God's putting you on trial. Right? So you're being audited. So why is he giving you the shofar? Right? That, as it were, you sort of skirt out of it, skirt around it. Right? Wants to be Donas, be Donas. He doesn't want to be Donas. He wants Rachim, so don't convene the court. Right? Manavshah, you want din, so you do it You do it straight. You don't want to do the din, right? And that's why you give the shofar rachamim. You don't have to do the din in the first place. But it's more than that, right? Everyone knows the famous Gemara, right? The Gemara asks, you know, lama tokim. So Gemara says, well, rachmana martisko. No, why do we, you know, we're tokim, you know, miusha ben ome. It's la arve vesasun, right? The sun gets mixed up when we blow the shofar. So if the sun gets mixed up, you fooled the sun. Did you fool God? You're in trouble for God. You know, so the son plays the role of the DA. Fine, right? So you got him mixed up. But the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't need the DA, right? He's the Dan Yechidi, right? Hadan Yechidi, the Chol Bai Olam, right? You stand trial before him. So if you mixed up the Sutton and he looks like an idiot, you didn't mix up HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So shofar mixed up the sun. It's not the sun that's really your problem. It's God. And he knows everything. He doesn't really need the sun. Right? So there's a Lashon Chazal on the Pasuk. Asher om yodei trua. Hashem ba'or panecha yahalechun. Right? You know, Hashem yodei trua. So the question that, you know, Chazal raises is obvious. What do you mean? You know, there are plenty of Scottish people that know how to blow. You know, them bagpipes. I can't imagine it's too easy, right? If they could do the bagpipes, they could do the shofar. So as Hashem yodei trua, haray the goyim have plenty of people that blow wind instruments. So it says, Asher om sheyodim lefatis esborim zlashon Chazal. It's an amazing lashon. They know how to seduce God. They know how to seduce God with the shofar, that when Klal Yisrael blows the shofar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oymed mikesei adin, v'yoshiv al kisei harachamim, he's mahapech the din to rachamim. You know, what do the words mean? You know, yodim lefatos esborim. We know how to be mefata, right? As a word, to seduce HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, look, if the shofar works bedin, it's not called seduction. What's the measure? We know if you know how to seduce a Kurdish brother. Like, what does that mean? Right, to try to unlock a little bit of this. You know, the pasuk says tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kese liyom chagenu. Right, this is the hidden holiday. The moon is, you know, covered on this day. And the tkiyah shofar is somehow a response to how the moon is hidden, right? The moon is in response to, therefore, tiku b'chodesh shofar, because b'kesel liyom chagenu. Right? Something that we have to understand about the midas hadin, right? It's very nature, right? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he's, you know, all rachamim, and his whole rotzen in creating the world was lehetiv, but nonetheless, olah b'machshava liboros b'midas hadin, right? Ra shenu miskayim, omad v'shitiv b'midas harachamim ubra, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the world can't take din, right? So he added rachamim and he created it. There's two problems here. If the Ribbono Shel Olam is chafetz chesed hu, right? And the whole bria was out of a rotzen lehetiv, so why din in the first place, right? But what's much more difficult to understand, God doesn't make mistakes. Like lo yala adas, that there was a havamina and a maskon. Havamina maskon, that's for us. That we could initially think like this. You think a little bit deeper, you realize it's like that. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu lo yala adas. Right? The Kodesh Baruch Hu thought it could work out like this. That he saw it won't work. He has to do it like that. It can't be. Right? So it must be that the midas hadin is necessary. It has to be that even though with all the rotzen lehitiv. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to have a bedin, and there's a certain framework to where din fits. It's olah b'machshava, liboros b'midas hadin. Right, but when it came to actual creation, she's a mitzrachim ubra'a. So amazing tesvis, right? You know, on what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that we say zayom tchilas maasecha zikon liyom rishon, that nusach is aliba de Rabbi Elezer, that says b'tishrei nivra olam. It's a machlokes in the Gemara where the world is created b'tishrei or b'nisan. Right, so Tosfos asked the following kasha. Right, the piyutim of Rabbi Elezer are kalir, that most of the piyutim that are ancient and bona fide come from. It was old in the days of the Balei HaTosfos. He may have been from the Goyim, may have even been, according to some sheets, one of the Tanoim. So in the Piyutim Rav Elazar Kalir, all his Piyutim that he wrote for Tishrei, said, this is the month of creation, this is the month of creation. It goes with Rabbi Elazar, all his Piyutim for Tishrei. Right? And when he comes to his Piyutim for the month of Nisan, his stuff for Pesach, and Parshas HaChodesh and all that stuff, right? And this is the month of creation, and this, right? Goes like Rabbi Yeshua, right? The Torah says, is it going like Rabbi Elazar? Is it going like Rabbi Yeshua? So you think this is an Ari. It's not an Ari, it's a Rabbeinu Tam. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim, right? That ben tishrei ola b'machshava liboros v'lo bra ad nisan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in thought in Tishrei, right? But creation went from thought into actuality in the month of Nisan. It's a Rabbeinu Tam, right? And therefore, you know, all of the machshavali boros in Tishrei, v'lo bra el ad Nisan. This Rabbeinu Tam fits the pattern of this Chazal. All of the machshavali boros b'midas adin, shitifima midas harachamim ubra'a. So Tishrei was Nivra b'machshava. So you understand, that's why Tishrei is a month of Din. Right? Nisan is a month of Rachamim. Shitima midas Rachamim ubra'a. Right? right? To understand a little bit deeper, right, that we're seeing that the Bria was Nivra first in thought and then in action. Right? And the thought phase is Din. And when it comes, goes from, you know, in, from thought into actuality, from thought to the execution of the plan, right? It, that's rachamim. All right. For any plan, you know, to have any type of seder, right? The idea of order, right, is in itself a pu'ula of the midas hadin. Right? What's order, right? You're deciding, right, that... you know, there are these different components. Each one has its different role, right? And this is here, and it comes first. And this is there, and it'll come second, and it's here. That's all acts of legislation, right? The, you know, saying chilukim, right? That this will be different than that, right? This will have different properties than that. This will come first, this will come second. Setting up any type of framework where there are chilukim, that's in midas hadin, right? Chesed doesn't know order. Chesed doesn't know distinctions. Because chesed is just to give to everybody equally all the time. In chesed, there's no distinctions. In chesed, there's no order. Right? You know what else there isn't in chesed? No commitment. Right? Let's say, you know, for 20 years, right, you gave a guy a ride to work. Because, right? You know, you're going where he's going. What do you care? Right? You do a yidah teva, right? So, 20 years, you know, he got a, what we call in Hebrew, a tramp, right? He got a hitched a ride with you to work. After 20 years, you want to retire. So you tell the guy, listen, you know, I'm retiring. I just can't drive you to work anymore. I'm. You didn't consult me first? You didn't ask me? Right? 20 years! And then you just quit on me like this? Right? He has a taina? No taina. Right? Because it was a favor. Right? It was a favor. Right? But if he even gave you 25 cents per ride, right? And he worked it out, right? That he paid you a year in advance, however, when, I don't know, however much money, because not a lot of money. He gave it to you, right? At the beginning of the year. And only worked out, it averaged out to 25 cents a ride. Can he quit on you? You can't. There's a contract. It's bedin. And even though it's only for a little bit of money, you can't. Right? So you could retire, gesundheit, but since there is a contract between us, you're going to have to find me someone else to drive me to work. Right? Din has what? Has chiyuv. It's mechayev. Chesed, if it's voluntary, right? So just like you get it undeserving, right? You don't have to be deserving to get it. I don't have to give it to you either. It's totally undeserved from both ends. It's open-ended. Right? Is the sun coming up tomorrow?
No.
What do you think? Why are you so sure?
It's not in the car.
Right? All right. That's actually a decent answer.
What did you say?
Chazaka mi'ikara. But chazaka is a halo, is a din, right? So someone, you're a very Torah dikayid. Someone a little bit more secular said there are laws of nature. Where do you think they came from? Right? If the world would have been Nivra purely b'chesed, there would have been no Seder, right? And there would have been no Chiyav, just like there would be Balagan, because chesed doesn't know Chilukim, right? So be no Seder. There would also be no commitment. So if the sun rose today, why should it rise tomorrow? The Ola b'machshava liboros b'midas hadin was a most definite necessary component to make the Bria mesudar. And that's what every plan is. Every plan, planning out, is really a pu'ula of din. First, second, third. This here, that there. That's legislation. Right? That's being geyser. Right? All these chilukim are in the meat of din. Yes, and
the laws of nature.
Right.
Too.
Right. And yet, Chazal also call it the Alpine Tohu. Right? Until Torah came. Because it was really shapeless and formless, because it was all but even in that Alpine Tohu, there were still the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Right? Right? There's a Ramchal on it. Right? But Elch Ram, the world's called not fully formed. And that's what it is by Matan Torah, Am Yisrael. Eretz Yerea Ushketa, because it was a cutoff point. If Am Yisrael be makabel the Torah, fine. If not, the world's going to go back to Tohu Vavohu. It was really living on borrowed time. But when Am Yisrael accepted the Torah, now the world has a kiyum bedin. Right? And then the world got firm. Right? Got firm because it has a kiyum bedin, because Am Yisrael is makabel the Torah. And now the Eretz Ushketa now is relaxed, because now there's stability to its ongoing existence. Right? But it goes more than that. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mative to us. Right? So this is basic. This is Ramchal 101. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mative to us. But there should be a Hatova Shlema. Right? He said it's Roy that the person should be Bala Tovahu. Right? You should be rightful owner and master, right, of that goodness. It shouldn't be Tztaka. So he therefore made it. You have to work for it. Right? That it shouldn't be Nahama the Kisufa. Right? And you should have a Kinyan in it. Right, we could abstract the Ramchal's formula as follows. There was the Ratzon Lehetiv, but that the Hatava should be Hatava Shlema, it had to go from the Ratzon Lehetiv had to then take on a Levush of Din, right? Because earning is Bedin, that's Bedin yours. But it's deeper than that, right? Because we said that Din is Mechayev. Right, the goodness that we're supposed to earn is immortality, that we become mechuyev hametzias, an existence that is eternal, that must exist and cannot be abolished. Midas hadin gives that firm existence. Chesed doesn't have that firmness to it. Right, so in the man's quest for immortality, which is really to be baal atovahu, that's all bedin. So the original rotzon lehetiv, right, was as such that, you know, the real hatava is not to give it for free and not to build it b'chesed. Chesed initiated it, right? Because din doesn't initiate. Din is reactive. You know, you get in response whatever you do. So chesed initiates. But after that, the rotzon lehetiv took on a levush of din. And with that charted out, right, the whole, you know, pattern of reality. And in that pattern of reality is the firmness, that if there's the stability of the laws of physics, the laws of nature, that all comes from this Olam B'machshava Libros Midas Hadin, that all the plans and all the laws were set out. Except that, right, the Ribono Shel Olam, understands, right, that, you know, that Bedin alone, the Hanhaga can't continue, right, because, as you know, like most plans you make in life, how many things work out exactly according to plan? Anyone ever have something that worked out exactly according to the amount? Like, it doesn't happen ever. And it's mushrush that way in creation. God himself said, Ra Sheino Miskayim, things don't work out according to, you know, Chomer, physicality. The flesh is weak, lags behind. So Shitiv Midas Rachmim Ubra'a. Right? So that Shitiv Midas Rachmim Ubra'a, is that a bittul of the din? The way we're saying it? It's shitif imamidas rachim. It's not bitul adin. It's a partnership. That the din provides the structure and the guidelines, the framework, Right? But the rachamim is to provide flexibility. And if you're interested in producing something and making something, so you don't want to stick to the plan, you know, be, you know, for the principle of the matter, because you'll never produce anything. Right? A person who really wants to produce has to know to add flexibility to the plan, because if you try to stick to the plan to a T, nothing will happen. So it's not anti, it's part of the process. You know what this is? This is the difference between conception and birth. Right? At conception, right, the moment of conception, right, the whole child, everything about him is already there, b'machshava. The gene map is complete at the moment of, you know, conception. An amazing thing that Chazal knew this way before they discovered genetics. The Gemara Nida, there's a malch, Shalila Shmo, he takes the tipa in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asks, you know, Chacha Motipesh, you know, everything, you know. Everything about him, you know, is set at the time of conception, right? Everything except for Tzadik Urasha, as we know, that's all Toli and Bechira, right? That's at conception, that the plan is there. But then, you know, the plan alone doesn't produce anything. That, you know, that's in thought. You have that, you know, that child. It's all theoretical. The gene map's there. What has to happen for that plan to become an actual child? It has to sit where? In the rechem. It has to sit in the rechem. And that's the pu'ula of the rechem, is beside shitiv mamidas harachamim ubra'a. So you know, you could have, what's the minimal term pregnancy? 7 months, right? Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, Adar, Nisan. Right? The machshava, the conception, is at Tishrei, the Leda, right? As Rabbeinu Tam said, the Leda, the actual birth of reality, is in Nisan, and it's all Father's pattern. That first, you know, the Ola B'machshava, and that's what it says in our Dahayom Haras Olam, right? Right? It's the day of conception of the universe. Haras, Miloshin Hirayon. What happened? You know, the Emos were Nifkadu on Rosh Hashanah. They got pregnant on Rosh Hashanah. The Leda was on Pesach. But Nifkadu b'Rosh Hashanah, right? The Pekida, right? The conception of the Avos was on Rosh Hashanah. The actual Leda was on Pesach. Kayadu.
Also, Rechem is Mach.
What?
Rechem is also the same letters as Mach, because Shita Mitzrachim allows that it be Yuchel Asai. It will be a Mach.
Right. Ah, very nice. I didn't hear it from us. Yeah. Yes. Emes. Right. So. There's like a whole nother side of the Midas HaDin that's not obvious. That's not obvious. Right? We hear Midas HaDin, right? We think, you know, the avenging arm of the law, right? You know, it's like as Midas HaDin, it's like anti-life. I want to do my thing, and a Midas HaDin cramps my style, right? I'm not free to do whatever I please, right? Seemingly, right? But Ba'omek HaDavar, the Ribon Shel Midas HaDin is the plan and the structure of reality. Midas HaDin is the architect of reality, right? You know, that's what the Midas HaDin is. Marsh, the architect of reality. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Midas HaDin there for our sake, to put there should be Seder in the world, right? You know, imagine if the, you know, just another nafkamina, right, that came out that from this Olam Machshavah Bros Midas HaDin. That which the Rambam describes at the very beginning of Hilchos, you know, beginning of the second parak, Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. How do you come to Avas Hashem? Yizbonim b'masa bruav haniflaim. You see the wonder and the intricacies of the laws of nature. In Chesed, there wouldn't have been any laws or any intricacy. Right? Pattern is in Midas HaDin. All the beauty, the different shapes, the different colors, right? The fact that there are different possibilities, which makes room for Bechira, right, to be Mechalik, you know, different possibilities. That all comes from the Midas HaDin. That's what made life beautiful. It's what made life meaningful. It's what makes life permanent. The Tokef of Din is what the world is standing on. Right? Right. Not everyone knows this. Right? Now, in fact, not only that, it is, first of all, counterintuitive, not just to most of humanity, except for Am Yisrael, and even from Am Yisrael, Mat Mizair, but even the Malachi Rum, right? Even the Malachi Hasharis, not all of the Malachim are aware of this, right? There's the Sitrachra. There's the Sutton, right? That understands and perceives that the Midas Hadin is simply the avenging arm of the law, right? And he likes being Ma'orer Dinim for destructive purposes. You know, first and foremost, to tear down Am Yisrael. And he doesn't mind tearing down the whole world, right? And why? Purely selfish, because the Sitrachra happens to be in a difficult position. Right, you know, that he gets stronger whenever everything else is turned down. It was Il Molea Chareva, right? Rome and Yerushalayim cannot coexist. If one is down, the other one's up. If one is Chareb, the other one is built. That's the koch of the Sitrachra, that it's Nivna. It gets stronger whenever anything is, you know, pushed down. Right, it gets stronger at the expense of the good being destroyed. And the good being because there's a seesaw relationship between good and evil. Right? He understands the din as the avenging arm of the law, and he likes being ma'orer dinim, right? And he doesn't care what gets destroyed in the process, right? Now that's the Sitrachra himself, and there are certain nations, right, like the Sitrachra, mamish, like Amalek, that doesn't mind, you know, even running suicide missions, right? It's just kedai to just burn it down, right? So you burn it down. The evil gets stronger, and that's the sick satisfaction. You know, just tear it down. There's some sick satisfaction getting that the evil is getting stronger. You know, they get a buzz from that. But even other nations that aren't evil, like Hamod, that's mamish, the nation that's mechuvin connected to Sitrachra, you know, have this understanding that Midas Hadin is darkness, right? Because Midas Hadin is mechayev, right? That, you know, that if we're not worthy, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself from us. There's Hester upon it, right? And that's bedin that way. You know, if we do more good, there's Ha'aras upon him. God reveals himself more. If we do less good, so the Midas Din is Geizer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you to the extent that you're with him, right? They like that. They like the withdrawal, right? The withdrawal of the divine presence. When the Shekhinah, right, is hidden from the world, right? And there's less God consciousness, gives more freedom and a lot less guilt to do what you want, right? And then sometimes you have, you know, so they like being magbir, the din also, because they understand that the din is about Hester Panim, right? They look at that function of the Midas Hadin. Right? So Amalek, you know, and then the Sitrachra Gufa, the son looks at how the din destroys, right? Other going look how the Midas Hadin causes Hester Panim. And to the extent that the Shekhinah is more and more nostalgic, gives me more and more freedom to do what I want, right? When there's more Hester upon him, besides the fact that there's less God consciousness, but in that matziv, there is less justice in the world, and Rishoyim could have more Hatzlacha, right? So they like being Magbir the Din, right? And that's why you have these interesting combinations, you know, interesting alliances. Right, Chazal already tell us that, you know, Moav and Midian had, there was no love lost between these guys. But if it's against Am Yisrael, everyone gets united. Right? But, you know, sometimes there are even strange bedfellows, even when Am Yisrael is not lehedja, right? Not lehedja, you know, the one in the middle, like, you know, the liberals and ISIS, right? To the liberal, the worst thing is the conservative. Not, you know, it's like that's part of the rhetoric that's going on. The conservatives that we have to watch out for, you know, ISIS, you know. You have to let people live in accordance with their faith. Right? You can't interfere with other people's affairs. Right? And even though the Shitas on paper are very different from each other, Shita of ISIS, radical Islam, and the liberals, they have a common goal, right, to extinguish the light. Yankele Galinsky, Zichron Livracha, in one of his books, talks about, you know, a mashal that they used to say in Novartek, right, that a Bala Gola wants to do chesed for the people in town, right? You know, and so he parked his wagon in a central place, and, you know, left the headlights on all night so people should have light in the night. It's not good for the Ganovim's business, right? So the Ganovim, you know, smashed the light, right? Because they need darkness to go about their business, right? All right, so, you know, so he was parked, let's say, more on the west side of town where that gang is Shoilet, right? Yeah, so he started parking the opposite side of town. Well, there's a different criminal gang there. So even though it's a different competing gang, the same competing gang smashed the same light, right? Parked the Agola exactly dead center. So both groups, even though they were competing gangs, but they could agree on one thing. Let's break the light, because the light is not good for our business. That's why even Rishoyim, that may have totally different political shitas will work together or will sympathize with each other, the common goal of extinguishing the light, being magbir the dinim and trying to increase the hester ponim that there is in the olamas, because that's good for their business. So they have this perception, and that's, I think it's a dover niflam odlis bone, that somehow the whole world chapsis, that conservatives are called rightists, right? Liberals, right, are called leftists, right? So kayadua, right? Yamin is chesed, right? And small is din, right? That they want to be magbir the dinim in the world, but it's lefi their mistaken and superficial perception that they understand din as being something that's destructive. So they want to harness this destructive force to destroy the thing that, you know, is bothering them. Right? So even if they'll suffer in the long run, they're not thinking that far ahead. And this mistake is even in Malachim in Shemayim, like the Sitra Achra, right? The Omek Hadin, and this is what we say, right? You know, we find a Lashon Chazal that there's Omek Hadin, right? Im Tematze Omek Hadin. Right, you know, the Golea Mukos Badin. There's something deep about the Midas Adin. Now you think Din is nothing deep. It's cause and effect. You do A, you get B. Right? You have, for every action, there's a reaction. What's deep about that? It's linear. Right? You do this, you get that. What's deep? No. The deep is what we're talking about. That Ba'ome Kadover, right? The Midas Adin is there for Litovatenu. Right? For not as a as something that would destroy the world, something that's mamish the bedrock of existence, that makes the existence of the world firm and ongoing, and the fact that we could be sure that Am Yisrael will have a kiyum la'omayad, and there'll be an aspect of the world that will always survive, that comes from Midas Hadin, that firmness, right? That we understand that Midas Hadin is there to be the architect of reality. It's a shallow understanding of the din, right? To see it as a destructive force. Yeah, this pattern, Elu Tosa Shemayim Vorets Behi Baram. Behi Baram, Rashi says from the Chazal, is Osios Ba'Avram, that the whole world was Nivra Beschus Avram. Right? And we have three of us. Very interesting. We have three fathers. You think one father's enough? And we have three. Ankor Lavasel Shlosha. We have three fathers, not more, not less. You can't call anyone else enough, and not less. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Amazing thing. Our three of us is where the world starts over from. So that the whole world is, you know, b'schus the of us. B'schus Avram Avinu. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Right? Avram's Mida Kayadua is Chesed. Yitzhak Avinu's Mida is Din. Right? What's Yaakov Avinu's Mida? Rachamim. MS, which is Rachamim. It's following the pattern of creation itself. Right? The Rotzen Lehetiv. Right? Pure Chesed. Right? Because Chesed initiates. Right, Din doesn't initiate it. Din demands that you earn, but Chesed gives for free. So Chesed initiates, but after that, from Chesed goes to Din to make it firm, and that's the Inyan that Avram Avinu wasn't happy with Eliezer, even though Eliezer was domestic. Eliezer Dolo Mashkin Bitoras Rabo. Eliezer was a great Talmud, right? He taught it, spread Avram's teachings around the world. He didn't want Eliezer. He wanted Yitzchak. Right? He wanted Yitzchak because Avram Avinu knew there's no kiyum, right, to everything that he's doing. What? Ishmael. What? Ishmael. Oh, Avram, he actually had a soft spot for Yishmael. That's why we're suffering out of Yom Hazeh. He said, Lu Yishmael Yechel Fanecha, Maral, and in their mitzvah, that's why we're suffering from the Arabs. They have all their caucus from that one line, that Avram Avinu was misspelling, Lu Yishmael Yechel Fanecha, that's why we have to deal with him until the end of time. Right? You know, but the Sarah, you know, was smart enough to get rid of Yishmael, but the... And Karshko had to command Avram Avinu to listen to her, right? But he wanted Eliezer. He wasn't happy with having Eliezer as an heir, right? You know, he knew he needs a Yitzhak Avinu. He needs the Midas Hadin to make it permanent, because everything that Avram Avinu did with all his chesed burnt out. All the nefesh, asher osu b'choram, nothing of it lasted. Yitzhak Avinu is what gives, whose Midas Din is what gives permanence. And the Be'eros, right, that Avram Avinu dug, that are beside, the Ramban says, oh, they allude to the Gilui Shechina that he brought to the world. That's why it alludes to the Batei Mikdashos, right? Sitmum Plishtim, who redug them? Yitzhak Avinu. Yitzhak Avinu makes things permanent. But from Yitzhak Avinu goes to Yaakov, right? Beso Chitim Arias Rachim Ubra. These three of us are marched connected to the three Midas of creation, right? That the emergence of Am Yisrael is the recreation of the world, that finally there is a nation that's going to give the world its right to exist. So the pattern of the emergence of Am Yisrael is perfectly parallel to the Midas that were in play in the emergence of reality itself. So here's an amazing thing. The Zohar says in Parshas Emor, in the Raya Mehimna, right, for the Psukim on Rosh Hashanah, that every year there is an event that renews itself. Right? The story that's in Parshas told us, right? Vayiz Gzokin Yirav Yitzchak Vatichena Einav Meroz. Yitzchak went blind. Very interesting. It's the Parsha starts off. He went blind, right? And then it says, so now it's time. He calls in Esav. I don't know when my day's coming, right? So now go hunt, bring, and I'll give you the brachas, right? Right? Rivka hears that and sends Yaakov. Yaakov beats him. This renews itself in Shamayim every single year. This whole story, right? That that the Esav is the Sitra Achra. Yitzchak Avinu's Midas Din, right? Right, Yitzchak Avinu is blind. Right, that's Bakese Liyom Chagenu. Right, that there's a certain Hester upon him in the world that people do not properly understand what the Midas Hadin is. The Midas Hadin, as it were, looks blind, as it looks that it looks like an automated system. Right, the famous all the statues of the lady. She's blindfolded. With the scales. Now, I don't know how the Umasalam zoomed in on it. It's Mamish Nifla mode, right? Because Yidva Techena Einav Miraos. Midas Hadin seemingly looks like an automated system, right? Look, it's action, reaction, right? You do this, you put this in, this is the response you're going to get from the law. It looks like an automated system. It's not going with no eyes, no direction. Whatever you get in is what you get back, right? No direction, right? So, Esav is represents the Sitra Achra, and the Matamim that he's preparing for Yitzchak Avinu is to come with all the averes that people have done. That's why I say this event is happening every year again in Shemayim and Rosh Hashanah. The son prosecuting against Am Yisrael is Esav trying to bring his Matamim to Yitzchak Avinu in an attempt to turn the Midas Hadin towards destruction. Manipulate the Midas Hadin to be a destructive force, primarily against Am Yisrael and against everything that's holy, right? And then comes the Kol HaShofar, right? HaKol Kol Yaakov, that Yitzchak Avinu says. HaKol Kol Yaakov, that's the Kol HaShofar. And then Yaakov Avinu comes and brings his Matamim to Yitzchak Avinu. And then Yitzchak Avinu turns to Yaakov Avinu. And then there's Simcha and there's Or in all the Olamas, and reality is renewed. Right, there is a competition between us and the Goyim on this day. That's how to define the Midas Hadin. Right? Is the Midas Hadin a destructive force? Is the Midas Hadin the architect of reality, trying to turn Yitzchak towards Esav or turning Yitzchak towards Yaakov? Is the competition of the day. When Yitzchak Avinu turns to Yaakov Avinu, right, and unites with him, and that's, the Midas is uniting with the Midas HaRachamim, and reality is renewed. The Sochitim Midas HaRachamim Ubra. At that point, the Rebosham's Gozer Chaim on the whole world, right? And that's Mikoch the Kol HaShofar, right? So, what's the Kol Shofar? Yom Trua Yelachem, right? So Trua means to break, Like to roem b'shevet barzel, Pasuk said to him, break them with a staff, with a metal staff. It's broken sounds, right? That's Midas Hadin, right? So now Midas Hadin, how do you look at it? On what it's destructive, it breaks, right? But also Midas Hadin makes chilukim, makes separation. That's all for a constructive purpose of putting reality in a beautiful pattern, giving us options that we could choose, and therefore we could be Zoche Bedin and earn our existence Bedin, which is what makes us immortal. Immortality comes from that, right? Yom Trua Yelachem, it's a day of Din, right? That the Trua represents Din. The Pshuta Lifneha and the Pshuta Lachareha represent Avraham and Yaakov, right? Avraham and Yaakov. And we know about the Pshuta Lifaneha and the Pshuta Lachareha al pi drush. It's not obvious. It's not black and white in the Bible, which the goyim also have the black and white on the Bible, right? Right, that there has to be pshuta lifanem, pshuta achrez al pi the Torah shebal peh, which is special for Am Yisrael. Just like it's only in the Torah shebal peh that we know it's a yom hadin bechlal. Right, it's the secret Am Yisrael knows that the midas hadin is surrounded with a ratzon lehetiv that came first, b'sod Avraham Avinu, and the midas hadin is channeled towards midas harachamim in a creative mahalach, in a creative effort that going from planning and structure to adding the flexibility that could make it become from plan to action. And that's so the pshuta lefaneha, pshuta achareha. That pshuta lefaneha and achareha are called tekios. What's the lashon of tekia? Not just a blow. You know, we say you can't, you know, if a leg falls out of a chair on Shabbos, you can't put it back. Gzera shema yitka. Right? Means chibur. Right? Right, you know, to affix, right? Right. The challenge is, right, to be tokea, the midas hadin, connected to the rotzen lehetiv that it came from, and to connect it, to be tokea it, to connect it in the shitim midas harachamim, right? To put the midas hadin in its creative framework that it comes from. So even though on this, you know, there's bakese, it's blind. It doesn't know where it's come from. As a word, there's a hester upon him. You don't know where the medicine came from. How did it come from the rotzen lehetiv? You don't know what it wants. Seemingly it's just, you know, just giving you back whatever you put in, right? And we break through that bakese. Tiku b'chodesh, tiku, the tkiah. Tiku b'chodesh, it breaks through the bakese, the hester upon him. That seemingly the medicine is, you know, it's a shallow, you know, it's a shallow view of the midas hadin, to view it as the avenging arm of the law. That's a shallow, that's an undesired outcome, that's an occupational hazard. The midas hadin is the architect of reality, and we have to clarify that and be tokea it into the rotzen lehetiv that it came from, besod Avraham holiness Yitzchak, and to be tokea it, right, connected to the midas harachamim of Yitzchak was moed Yaakov, right, that's the, and from that comes Knesset Yisrael. And all this is rooted, you know, in the fact that the Ribon Shalom is, you know, his relationship to the Bria is as a melech. You know, melech b'mishpat yamid eretz, right? The king with his law upholds the world. Right? Heve mispal b'shlomo shel malchus. Shel moli malchus ish Yisrael chayim blo. Right? Down for shlomo shel malchus, otherwise people would swallow each other alive. Right? Malchus gives structure. The din of Akash is beside Dina de Malchusa Dina. It's the din of Malchus, right? The din that gives law and order. It's good. It's not just good. It's what makes the Bria permanent. If Am Yisrael's Am HaNetzach, right, the eternal nation, is because we have a Kiyum Bedin, right? The Goyim, they have their Kiyum only Bechesed, right? And that's why at one point, it's going to burn out. There's no commitment, right? They're not committed to God. God's not committed to them. The side of Nitzchius of Am Yisrael is that we have the Midas Hadin behind us, right?
That's why we take out the Mishpat, we take out
the Stelka. Yeah. Yes, but it's having to come to Hakara that, you know, the whole Bria, right, to get a little bit deeper in understanding that din is not anti-reality. Din is reality. Din makes reality is beside, right, that the whole relationship that the Bria has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beside Malchus. And what makes Malchus? Malchus is the law. Right? Right? But now, what makes it the law? Because it came out of the mouth of the king. Right? Right? So why is every object that you have called a dover? It's a dvarim, dvar. Right, sorry, from my Rabbi Moshe Shapiro, because it's beside the dvar Hashem Shemayim. So everything is a word of God, but the word of God, right? It said Yehi Or, Vayehi Or. That's din. He legislated, let there be light, and there was light. That the dibur makes. That's din. Right, he's geyser, and it comes. Right, you know. So din is mamashel, you know, it's the essence of existence. Right, it's the plan. Right. And the Ribon Shel Olam adds flexibility, right, to make sure, right, that the plan endures and You know, and is eternal. Besoid, ein adam torech besudo mafsida. Right, the Gemara says, you know, a person's not going to be torech in a suda and then ruin it. So a person's not going to, like, make a suda and then, you know, badmouth his wife that she's usher to him. In adam torech besudo mafsida. Right? You say it about a Kodesh Baruch Hu also. He's not going to be torech in the Briyas Ha'olam with the Midas Hadin for all the constructive purposes and then be mafsided. The Midas Hadin wants to be added to the Midas Harachim because the Midas Hadin wants to create. Right? With this, you can understand an amazing Lashon Chazal. That a medrash in Parshas Emor, right? It says like this, you know, shapru maaseichem, right? You know, you have to, you know, shof lashon l'shaper, right? Improve your deeds. Bonai im shiparte maaseichem, hareini nasalchem keshofar azu, right? If you improve your deeds, I'm going to be like the shofar. Ma shofar machnis bezu umotzi bezu. You blow in one end, sound comes out the other end. So also kach ani omed mikisei adin. The Yoshev al Kisei Arachamim, v'hofech lachem, es midas adin l'midas harachamim. Right, so also I'm going to get up from the Kisei, so, you know, it's not symmetrical. Right, you blow in, you know, it's a relationship going in, out. You blow in, and out comes sound. Right, and it's a continuum. Right, we're talking about switching sides, switching from the left to the right, being omed mi Kisei adin and being Yoshev al Kisei Arachamim. It's not congruent. This is switching sides, and this is a hemshech. Blowing in and the sound comes out the other side of the shofar. Right? But if what we explained, it's perfectly symmetrical. When you understand the relationship between din and rachamim, that they're not anti. Right? In the omek that only Am Yisrael has, din and rachamim are not anti. It's not left versus right. It's in versus out. The machshava is in the mind. You know, all the plans, which are all bedin, all machshava, that's all inside. Right, inside the mind and the heart of the architect. So that's machnis bezu, it's internal. Umotzi bezu, right, that with the midas harachamim, it goes from plan into action. Right? So it comes out like this, right? On Rosh Hashanah, get this straight, we're settling up with the midas hadin out of court. Settling up with the midas hadin, working with the midas hadin out of court. Right? And that's what it means, that the shofar mixes up the satan. Right, so you mixed up the DA, you didn't mix up God. That's what Kasha we asked. Yeah, mixing up the satan gets the Midas Adin out of court. The fact that Midas Adin has a certain undesired outcome that leads to, you know, the unpleasantness of being judged and punished, that's not the tachlis of the Midas Adin. The Rebbe Shem wasn't ma'atil, he didn't emanate the Midas Adin for that tachlis. The Goyim try to hijack the Midas Adin for that, for their own purposes, to tear down all that is good and all that is holy, right? Right? We got to get the Midas Adin out of court, right? And that's what it means, that the shofar is ma'arvev the sun. The sun gets all mixed up. You can confuse the sun, you can't confuse God, right? But that's the whole point. We got to get the Midas Adin out of the court setting. You got to get the Midas Adin to turn away from Esav, who represent the prophet, and turn towards Yaakov Avinu. Right? Amel, you understand, right, that Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros is all a continuous process. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech, and his being a melech is his relationship to reality. It's not anti-reality. From the Midah of Malchus, the world was created, as is written in Kisvei Ari, the Etzem Tzimtzum created the Nekuda called Malchus, and that's where the worlds are. The whole reality is called Malchus. So his being a Malch is not anti-reality. It is what reality is built on, right? And the structure of that reality is called Midas Adin. And that Midas Adin itself wants to be added to Midas HaRachamim because it wants to create. And with this, we understand that all the different themes, Besod, Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, right? You know, which is beside the three different themes of Rosh Hashanah, that being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's a Yom Adin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zeicher, everything that we've done, right? Because the new world that's going to be formed on this day, right, is going to be Al Pi D'Zchus of Am Yisrael. And that's why it's a Yom Adin. That we, that's B'Zchus, that the Midas Adin allows us to earn and allows us to interact, right? Because in Chesed, there's no interaction. Chesed is just one way. Din is a two-way street. So there's interaction. action and reaction. That the renewal of the world, it's bedin to give us the schus of creating the world. It's not bedin to punish us, to knock us down. It's a yom adin that the new world is going to be totally in maisei am Yisrael. That our schusim, we're going to create the new reality. As the Radziner says, Rosh Hashanah, there's going to be a Shana Meloshin Shinui. Everything's changing now. Everything's open for re-evaluation. This is the beginning of a new Mahach, the Rosh Hashinui. The beginning of the new Mahach, it's all going to be totally in the Maisei Am Yisrael. That's why it's a Yom Adin. Not a Yom Adin to punish us. Right? Rav Kosher says, the new world that's being recreated on this day, I want that the Maisim of Am Yisrael should make this world. And me and Am Yisrael are going to be partners in creation. That's why it's a Yom Adin. Not to audit us, right? But you have to move the Midas Hadin in that direction, right? And you move the Midas Hadin in that direction with first and foremost, right? In reconciling yourself, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is our King and His law is life. God's law is life. His law is not anti-life. This Midas is not going to take your life away. Midas Hadin is what gives you life. Hachotech chayim l'kol chayim. So blush and feel it. Like cutting us a check, right? Cuts us life. The Midas Adin grants life, right? But really grants it, that you have it, and it belongs to you. In Chesed, it wouldn't belong to you, right? It's a Midas Adin that it's the Ischachus of the Bria, and that the Ischachus of the Bria is all going to be totally in our Meisim, all totally in Am Yisrael. Right? And by the way, this is the reason why you could daven for anything on this day. You could daven for anything, because everything is open for reevaluation. There's two types of tefillos, and with this we'll end. There's two types of tefillos. There's tefillos where you come with tainus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what's a case of that? Textbook example, Avraham Avinu, when he was pleading for stone, right? He didn't ask for mercy, right? He made arguments. And Mamash, that's Lashon of Rashi. They set up court. They set up court, and he argued, and he brought precedents from the Dor HaMabul. You know, you were able to spare, you know. And he stopped when there's not enough people, like, because you see, you know, Noach and his kids and their wives couldn't save the whole world, and that's where he stopped. He had no precedent in the law to save them. Right? He tined it tough. You know, Hashofet Kolorets Lo Yaseh Mishpat. He was tough with God. And that's another benefit of the Midas Adin. It gives you the right to taina to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like when Omar Yeshua Raglav Omar Lo Bashmami, HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes it. He laughs. Nitzchuni Bonai, Nitzchuni Bonai. That's one of the sides of the Midas Adin. It allows us active participation in the running of reality, right? But that's the participation of argumentation. Come up with a good taina. Come up with a limud zchus, right? V'yitzilo eda. Come up with a limud zchus, right? But it's limited, right? Because if you're working with the law, you know, if the taina fits, it fits. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And then there's a different type of tefillah. Me'otzer matnas achinam, right? That we ask, you know, Ribono Shel, you know, there's a different rule. You ask, you get. Right? Not explaining why you deserve. Right? When do you need one? When do you need the other? Right? In stone. Right? Why did Avraham Avinu pick that type of tefillah? He picked that type of tefillah, mida keneged mida. He was a shliach, a self-appointed shliach for stone. You can't be bigger than the mishaleach. You can't be bigger than the person who sent you. They held a din. That was like the whole stone, you know, society was din gomor. Right? Chesed was punishable by death. Avraham Avinu, as their agent, right, even though he was self-appointed, he can't do better for them than they would have done themselves. As their toyin, right? He can only taina what they could taina, right? And Bamida Shadam Moideid Modedim Lo. They had a view of din as, you know, something strict and uncompromising. Avraham Avinu can't do more than, you know, play that line, right? Lefi their shita, because he's working for them, because that's how they viewed him, Midas HaDin. Right? But here's the amazing yesod, that the Midas Adin is flexible to the extent that B'mida Shodam Modeid Modedim Lo, your perception of the Midas Adin is the way the Midas Adin is for you. There's a very frightening statement from the Chafetz Chaim I saw in a sefer called Meir Einei Yisrael that takes this to an extreme. And he says a very frightening thing, right? That you set what your schar v'onesh is. You know that? You set your own schar v'onesh. Midas Adin is perfectly adjustable to whatever standard you set for yourself, right? And he says like this unbelievable thing. Let's say you have your regular story. You're not mevatel for anything except $100 an hour. Person will pay $100, right? So you close the Gemara and you'll do something for that hour. So you just set a price. You just said that to you, Torah is only worth $99 an hour. And of course, for $100 an hour, you're willing to close the Gemara. You just set your price. So when you get to Olam Haba, and you want schar for all your Talmud Torah, you have all these hours and hours. And God says to you, well, remember that deal? You know, you had the unbelievable deal went through. You made $50,000 in that deal. Right? According to your own pricing system, that you value Torah as worth $99 an hour, but at $100, that's your price when you close the Gemara, I paid you already. I paid you by your own standard. It's a very frightening thing. B'mida shodom moded, modedim lo is not just ben adam l'chavero, it's ben adam l'atzmo. Right? Stone views din as something kasach. Avraham Avinu, as their representative, can't do any better for them than looking for a precedent to save them. And if it's not bedin, he gives up. Avraham Avinu was shoyse. Right? But when you understand that the midas hadin, right, is not avenging at all, it's there for our benefit, right? When you have that perspective of the midas hadin, you don't have to come with tainus why you deserve, right? Because the midas hadin is there, wants to be mechayev chayim. You don't have to beg, right? And now yet you can ask for anything. Now, Kol Shekein on Rosh Hashanah, where no precedents have been set yet, and this is the inyan, the Ramchal explains, why it's so easy. All the tefillos are niskabel during the time between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because no precedents are set. Once certain precedents are set, you have to work within these precedents. You have to come on to a type of tefillah that has in it a good taina, right? Because there are certain precedents that have been set that you have to work around, right? But on Rosh Hashanah, all of last year's contract is expired. Everything is open for reevaluation. Everything is open for reevaluation. You could daven for anything, right? And anything goes. But this davening for everything has to go with the emuna, right? The emuna that the midas hadin is there as a function of the Ribbono Shel Olam rotzen to give kiyum, right? And we have to work with that. Right? And therefore, it's not a time of argumentation. We don't argue and we don't beg for mercy. If anything, we are working on trying to set this precedent of understanding that Melech b'mishpat ya'amid eretz. And that's what this gentleman said. Yes, we just focus on being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And of course, Bidvar Melech Shilton, the word of the king, is law. Right? And of course, setting up the HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the king, which means his word is law, and understanding that that law is life itself. Right? And Avinu Malkeinu Ein Lanu Melech Ela Ata, we view your law is our life, and we don't view anything else as our source of life except your law. When you work that way, then the Midas Hadin itself is working for you. Because you and the Midas Hadin, you're not against the Midas Hadin. You don't have the Midas Hadin against you. You've got the Midas Hadin behind you, supporting you, dictating that you should live, right? Because so you what's view it. What's the there you go. Thank you. I knew I was forgetting something. Because that's the point. We on Rosh Hashanah we're zoche bedin by just changing the rules. Right? We settle up with the Midas Hadin outside of court. With the Midas Hadin, it's din. Right, we settle up with the midas hadin outside of court, and that's what it. And that's called seduction. Right, seduction is not a taina. Right, you know when the guy sells you on something, the guy that comes to your door and makes you buy things you really don't want to buy. Right, it's not the pshat. You know he had a winning argument. Right, that's not how sales work. It's not a winning argument. It's like you reframe the whole thing. You change his way of thinking altogether. That's what P2E is. Seduction is not a winning argument. It's to change a person's way of thinking. Right? On Rosh Hashanah, we have to change our own way of thinking. Right, the way we think about the Midas Hadin altogether. The way we think about the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, that we view the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus sometimes, Chas V'Shalom, you know, his Malchus and his Midas Hadin as, it's a damper, it's a bummer, it gets in the way of what I want to do, and it really stinks when it catches up with you, right? We got to reframe. That's called seduction. Change our way of thinking, right? Move the Midas Hadin out of court. That's to move Yitzhak Avinu towards Yaakov Avinu. Be toked in the Rotzon Lehetiv and be toked, right? And the shitim amiras harachamim ubra'a. Right? That's the avod of the Yom, just being mamlecha kodesh baruch hu, period, and understanding his law is life, his malchus is life, his that the fact that it's a yom adin is, it's besod ola b'machsholi boros midas adin, and it's a midas adin that the new world, I have the schos, that the new world will be created, lefi my maisim, that's what it means, that's a yom adin. The new reality, I'm a partner in that reality, right? Because it's all going to be responsive, right, to the mitzvahs that we did, that's what's going to set the tone. It's Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the new world. Right, it's all going to be totally in me. I'm making the world. Right, that's why it's a Yom HaDin, that my maisim are being put on the scale, that my maisim should now create reality. Right, there's when you win heart, you can lose heart. Right, but you have to reframe. Right, the mindset has to be that the Midas HaDin is life, the Ribbono Shel Olam's Malchus is life. Right? And that's why, you know, there's, you know, even though you could ask for anything, right, but it's not proper to ask Bakoshas Pratiyas, you know, certainly not in the middle of the regular Nusach HaTefillah, because on this day, right, everything is open. Everything, and asking for Bakoshas Pratiyas is to be Metzamtim, you might be closing down possibilities. On this day, everything is open for reevaluation, and that's what the Inyan, that the Zohar says in one place, that the shofar is a besoid tefillah. It's a non-verbal tefillah, right? Because it's even above words. Because once you put something in words, you've already condensed it. You ever say something once, you wish you could take those words back because it didn't, came out wrong, as they say, right? Didn't fully capture, right? The shofar is this tefillah. We said the shofar affects this, is that even though shofar talks about chesed, the pshuto fenea, the midas hadin, right? The trua. Right, and the shuta la'achareha, right? It's all non-verbal. More thought than, because when you put it into words, you're limiting it, right? And Rosh Hashanah is a day where the possibilities are endless. The possibilities are endless, right? It's the recreation of the world fresh, right? My mama, you know, starting from ground zero, being Mamech HaKadosh Baruch Hu besod the original nekuda, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matzu Olamos, that Nakuda is called Malchus, right? And the Midas HaDin is setting up the structure and being the architect of reality. And when you go with that perspective and that Emuna Pshuta, Besod Pshuta Lefaneha, right? You go with that Emuna Pshuta, that the Ribbono Shel Olam's Midas HaDin is what makes life. It's not anti, it's what makes life, so that the Midas HaDin is behind you, the Midas HaDin is in itself, gozer on you, chayim, so the avoda of the Yom, by the tkiyas, and in by the tfilas, is to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be aware that it's a Yom HaDin, and to be aware that the Ribbono Shel Olam's din is the yesod, and the, you know, the amud, right, the foundation of life and continued existence.